Stop Kiss is a play by Diana Sun, set mainly in one small cluttered apartment in New York City, home to a woman named Callie.
I moved in here with my boyfriend, Tom. This was his aunt's apartment. She lived here for 20 years.
Oh, your rent must be...
I got the apartment and he got my sister.
Oh.
Yeah, they live in LA now. It's perfect.
It's simply two people who meet, two women, and they have a relationship with their boyfriends. They find an attraction and they experiment with a first kiss.
Russell Stiles directs this production of Stop Kiss for the theater company Things Unseen in Altoona. He also teaches theater and serves as fine arts chair for the Hollidaysburg Area School District. Stiles says he immediately fell in love with this script when he saw the play in London in 1998.
It is such a powerful look at relationships, what happens when you make a commitment to somebody, and what the consequences can be sometimes in relationships.
In this play, those consequences are dire. Just moments after their first kiss on a New York City street, the two women, Callie and Sarah, become victims of a brutal crime.
He said something and she said something back and then
what did he say?
She said, I think...
What?
She told him to f*** off and then he hit her. And then he, started banging her head against his knee like one of those wrestlers. That's when she lost consciousness.
The play has 23 different scenes shifting back and forth from the beginning of the two women's friendship to the immediate aftermath of the attack. Stiles says that juxtaposition is part of what makes the play so powerful.
You know, by the end of the second scene, the first 6 minutes of the play, you know what's happened. And now you get to really, truly appreciate how they got there. And I think that's the beauty of it, part of the simplicity of it.
Callie, a radio traffic reporter, has to confront a change in her public persona after the attack makes the news. She and Sarah had been straight all their lives, but after the attack, the media portrays them differently.
When they ran the news about the attack, they identified me. Now everybody, the guy at the deli, I used to be the blueberry muffin lady, and now I'm the lesbian traffic reporter whose lover got beat up.
The attack and the surrounding publicity force Callie to deal with issues she never expected to face. In one scene, she sits beside Sarah's hospital bed and speaks to her while she's in a coma.
And I've gotten these letters from women whose lovers were killed during attacks. And they write me these heartbreaking letters telling me about what they've been through. And they tell me to speak truth to power. And I don't know what that means, Sarah, do you?
Courtney Schirkel of Altoona plays the role of Callie.
I don't want people to be turned off because they think, oh, it's a homosexual love story. It's not that at all. It's you see a relationship and a friendship develop, and it's more about human interaction than it is a homosexual relationship.
Schirkel's co-star, Haley Hawk, agrees that the story has universal appeal.
It's something that anyone can relate to because it's basically just a story about two people falling in love.
The play was written 15 years ago, but director Stiles says the theme of intolerance still applies today. As an educator, he says he still witnesses plenty of prejudice against gays and lesbians.
Well, it's very, very difficult if you're a 17 or 18-year-old young person in our society to have a different sexual preference or to maybe even have a conversation about that. We are very, very terrified of certain subjects.
Stiles hopes this production of Stop Kiss will help start a conversation.
We can talk about heterosexual sex all day long and health classes and all kinds of other situations. But when somebody is a little bit different or wants some information about being different, it seems to me that the doors are closing. And I think this play will help open some doors.
The doors will open for this production of Stop Kiss by the theater company Things Unseen tonight in Altoona. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.